listening to Rival Consoles with the tune Now Is. Before this, we heard Agoria with Kiero from the release Unshadow. Also, Andrew Macari there with What I Want from Blind Energy. And near the beginning of that set, we had Chris Liebing with 10 West from the release Another Day. And that's about it for me for today. You've been listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. Feel free to check out my website at djfirefly.com.
Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers offers the finest pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Bros is committed to offering quality food with an emphasis on locally grown sustainable agriculture. Spack Brothers Pizza is located at 5107 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. For more information, call 412-362-SPAC or visit their website at spacbrothers.com. That is S-P-A-K brothers.com. Rita's Italianized joins you in supporting WRCT. Rita's offers a variety of frozen treats, including its famous Italian ice, made fresh daily with real fruit, available in over 80 flavors. You can visit Rita's at 3712 5th Avenue near the University of Pittsburgh campus. For more information, visit their website at www.ritasice.com.
once again I had the dream. I tossed and I turned. That old feeling still the same. It was so real. I woke up cold and sweating. I wondered, did I call her name? In the dream, she was right there with me. Right there with me in the bed. She said, Bobby, come and kiss me. Never leave me is what she said. But when I reached out to hold her, oh, I woke my wife instead.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. Indeed, you are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. My name is Steve, host of the Deep Blues Hour. 60 minutes of classic and traditional blues. And in this hour, we're going to hear from Curtis Jones. He's doing a nice cover of Pinetop Perkins' Boogie Woogie tune. Also one of my favorites, Mississippi Fred McDowell on his slide guitar in 1964. Plus, we'll hear a little something. There's prison work songs that were recorded back in the day down south on the penitentiary. We're going to hear from Emmanuel Dunn talking about working on the levee. So it's all coming up here on this hour of the Deep Blues Hour. Why don't we kick things off, though, with Little Arthur Duncan. This is from a Delmark release called Singing with the Sun. This is Sugar Bee. Little Arthur Duncan here on the Deep Blues Hour.
Sugar pie. Tell me, sugar.
WRCT is supported by Row House Cinema. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme ranging from classic, cult, foreign animation, fantasy, and more. Their concessions feature natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer in the adjoining bottle shop, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit their website at rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you may email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
I'm your sweet pig poker, poking round your town. Sweet pig poker, I'm poking round and round. Don't mind me, I poke you up, I poke you down. Oh, pig poking man, just for you. You want some bacon, woman? Been making bacon for so long. I'm your pig poking man, woman. I poke you all night, right and wrong. Sweet pig poking man, how sweet it is to be. Emotions lie to my devotion, sweet pig and poking
she's so mean to me. Oh, I wonder why she's so mean to me. You know the woman had the nerve to tell me, going back to old time used to be. I wonder why she treat me like she do. Why she treat me like she do. You know she had the nerve to tell me, going back to old time used to be. Listen. Well, it was early in the morning before I rise. She laying there rolling them bloodshot eyes. I wonder why she so mean to me. You know she had the nerve to tell me, going back to old time used to be, all right.
Something from a gentleman by the name of Harmonica Shaw from a release called Hastings Street Grease. Detroit Blues is Alive, Volume 1, came out 1998, but I think originally it was on Blue Suit Records. Before then, that was My Old Time Used to Be from Harmonica Shaw. We also heard from Roy Gaines from his disc Bluesman for Life. That was Sweet Pig Porker. All right, up next, here's Jimmy Dawkins from his Fast Fingers release from 1969. It Serves Me Right to Suffer, from Jimmy Dawkins here on the Deep Blues Hour. Thank you.
Georgia woman. Oughta swell, you just oughta see mine. Keep talking about your woman. Oughta swell, you just oughta see mine.
Thank you. And darling, tell me why you treat me so cold, huh? I can't understand it. You must have planned it, or else you wouldn't have been so bold. Oh, you don't love me, it's plain to see that all you wanna do was make a fool of me. But night's over, I said it's over. You don't exist anymore. When I had money, you called me honey, and it seemed you always wanted me around. But bad luck hit me, and then you quit me. Why I should put you 6 feet in the ground, in the ground.
Percy Mayfield, You Don't Exist No More, from 1954, and a release called Poet of the Blues. They're from Percy Mayfield. Plus, we heard from Curtis Jones from his disc Trouble Blues. That was the Pine Top Boogie from 1961. Good music there from Curtis Jones. Check out Circadian Rhythms and tune into A Waking Nightmare. It's Mondays at 9 p.m. here on WRCT. And did you know that 17 million people will acquire a dog or a cat within the next year, but they are still 2.7 million pets losing their lives in shelters? However, the percentage of pets in homes adopted from animal shelters and rescue groups has risen from 27% to 29% in the last 2 years, and encouraging statistics show that euthanasia of shelter pets is down 10% since 2009. By adopting, you can make a difference in the life of a shelter pet. Person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by WRCT and the ShelterPetProject.org. All right, we're going to hear next from Mr. Roosevelt Sykes on the piano from 1972 at the American Folk Blues Festival. Here he is with Sweet Home Chicago. Roosevelt Sykes here on the Deep Blues Hour.
Whoa, yes. One of my own compositions. Morning.
gentlemen.
That's fire, buddy.
What?
Thank you.
underground. Your number down to the river, baby. Come on, sit down on the ground. I'm gonna let the waves of water, Lord, baby, wash my trouble down.
Fun tune there from Mississippi, Fred McDowell. Write Me a Few Lines from 1964 on an Arhuli release, You Gotta Move, from Mississippi, Fred. Plus we heard from Big Joe Williams off of a 1951 Delta Blues LP from Trumpet. That was Juanita from Big Joe Williams. Check out An Experiment with Time. It's past and future experiences blended together in approximately equal proportions. There's no genre. Music is the best. An Experiment with Time, that's Saturday nights at midnight, re-airing Wednesdays at 2 p.m. And contact Penn State Cooperative Extension's Better Kid Care Program for information on children's issues, snack ideas, activity ideas, and much more. There is information for parents, child care professionals, and employers. Look for a newsletter for working parents called Family Time, Work Time, and an e-newsletter for child care practitioners. These can be found on the Better Kid Care website at betterkidcare.psu.edu. For other information, you can also call 1-800-452-9108. The Pennsylvania Department of Public Welfare also has information on children's issues at their website at dpw.state.pa.us. What we're going to hear next from Mr. Matt Slipcomb from a Vanguard release called Blues with a Feeling. This is God Moves on the Water, talking about the sinking of the Titanic. Matt Slipcomb here on Deep Blues Hour.
I was way back on the 14th day of April in the year of 1912. On the 14th day of April, yeah, of 1912, when the Titanic struck the iceberg, almost too sad to tell God. God moves on the water. All the people had to run and pray when the Titanic was sinking. Life holds all around. So let's save the women and children, even if the men go down. God moves. God moves. God moves on the water. Love the people that run and pray. When the lifeboat got to the landing, the women all looked around. Said, look out on that. Look at our men go down. God moves. God moves. God moves. Other people had to run and pray. Captain, he was laying down, sleep cause he was tired. But he woke up in a great fright, cause the men had gone shot and fired. God moves. God moves, God moves on the water, and the people had to run and pray. Jacob Balfour was a millionaire, had plenty of money to spare, but when the Titanic was sinking, Lord, he could not pay his fare. God moves, God moves, God moves on the water.
Thank you. Turner Parrish, entitled The Graveyard Blues. That's from a disc called Down and Black Bottom, Lowdown Barrel House Piano.
From KUT and KUTX Studios.
The University of Texas at Austin, KUT Radio. This is In Black America.
again, I knew I wanted to be in commercial real estate, but I didn't know anybody. So my sister happened to be dating a politician who was an important guy in town, Michael Hightower. So I called Michael. It made sense to me. Let me call the most influential person I knew to see if he knew anybody. And he did. He introduced me to a guy named Bill Comer. And I asked Bill, is it possible for me to come and shadow you because I'm thinking about getting into commercial real estate? He said, I'll work it out. It may not be with me, but it'll be somebody in my shop. It ended up being a guy named Steve Gaultney. Steve was kind enough to allow me to shadow him, and he took me around, showed me some listings and some properties that he sold before and clients that he was working with. He said, I'm going to take you to a meeting. Don't say anything, but you can sit in on a meeting and listen.
T. Dallas Smith, founder and CEO of T. Dallas Smith and Company, the largest African-American-owned pure tenant representation commercial real estate firm in the country. For more than a decade and a half, TDS and Company has taken pride in catering to the needs of clients requiring office space, industrial facilities, and land. Headquartered in Atlanta, Georgia, with affiliate offices in Boston, Dallas, Los Angeles, San Francisco, San Diego, and Short Hills, New Jersey, their projects span the nation. In 1989, Smith became the first African-American broker at Cushman & Wakefield of Georgia. 6 years later, he would go on to pioneer the brokerage division of Atlanta's landmark African-American-owned real estate and construction firm, H.J. Russell & Company. Throughout his career, Smith had dedicated himself to exposing African-Americans to the commercial real estate industry. In case you weren't aware, less than 4% of commercial real estate executives are African-American. I'm Johnny O'Hanson, Jr., and welcome to another edition of In Black America. On this week's program, T. Dallas Smith and Company with founder and CEO T. Dallas Smith in Black America.
December 2006, I was partners with another guy, had another company I was partners with, but that company was kind of going under. But during that process, I met a young man who happened to be 19, came to me and wanted to get into real estate. And a lot of people would do that. Nobody years, I would say, do you have your license? And people typically say, no, I don't. I say, get your license. We'll talk. Now, I've done it other years for at least 50 people, and nobody ever came back. But this kid, Leonte Benton, came back in 3 weeks with his license, which is unheard of. And at this point, I'm going, okay, the company I'm a part of is kind of about to go under. I get the epiphany that this kid is a lot like me, and that what I really need to do is start a brokerage company, and I can help this guy and help other people who look like me get into the space.
Under T. Dallas Smith leadership, his commercial real estate firm, T. Dallas Smith & Company, will go on to work with some of the largest companies in the nation, from Microsoft and Coca-Cola to AT&T and FedEx. Born and raised in Atlanta, Georgia, Smith grew up in an all-black neighborhood in Hunter Hills. But when his family moved to College Park, it was an eye-opener. He quickly learned that the color of his skin would dramatically affect his experience in the world. Smith knew early on he wanted to make a lot of money, and commercial real estate would make that happen. In 2006, Smith was at the height of his commercial real estate career. He had been mentored early on by Thomas W. Taft and would later pioneer the brokerage division of H.J. Russell & Company, where he served as the division vice president. Today, T. Dallas Smith & Company is the largest African-American-owned pure tenant representation commercial real estate firm in the nation. Recently in Black America, spoke with T. Dallas Smith.
Yeah, I tell people I'm Atlanta born, Atlanta bred. When I die, I'll be Atlanta dead. I love this city. And that statement came from somebody named Rap from the Hill, who actually used to be a radio guy. Mm-hmm. But it's a true statement. And grateful, grateful, grateful.